Well, and if you do, you're fine. With Jesus makes it right, all right. That's a true song. Just a little talk with Jesus. It infers that you have a relationship with Jesus. And that makes you feel better as well, no matter how you feel. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with health and strength, and given us the presence of mind to come together that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're glad that God has watched over us and continues to do so. We're also glad to be in His family, to have heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. The Bible that we read in Ephesians chapter 4, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. It also tells us about a wonderful place called heaven. When we read the latter chapters, particularly of the book of Revelation. So this, for those who are in the body and living a life that pleases our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, rejoice, rejoice. Everybody living will not be going to heaven. We can only go to heaven one way, and that's God's way. We must obey the gospel. In order to obey the gospel, no, you didn't hear that. We must obey the gospel, not a gospel, if we want to make heaven our eternal home of abode. And since we haven't lived just but so many years, it's kind of difficult, it seems, for people to live the way God designed us to live. And the challenge from the human perspective that God satisfied, He gave us a way back to Him, even after we had sinned. Now there is a message in that. We had disobeyed Him. He only had two people on planet Earth at the time. He created those two. He could have just wiped them out and started all over again. But He didn't do that. He's a loving God. Heaven is beyond our fondest dreams. That's motivation should be to make heaven your eternal home. Since we have the opportunity and the roadmap that will get us there. We're delighted to see all of you who are here this morning. We thank you for coming to be with us, those of you who are visitors. And we hope, pray, and trust that you will not go by what you see without checking it out. Study your Bible so that you will know what church Jesus established through the preaching of the apostles. So many people, for whatever reason, wants to jump on board, but they want to do it their way. God has one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Not a faith here and a faith there. Here, faith there, faith everywhere, faith. No. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, don't get upset about that. And if you get upset, why would you be upset? What's your motive for being upset? If I share with you what you can read in your Bible, why do you get upset? How many faith do you read about in the Scriptures? How many churches do you read about in the Scriptures? Take the time to know for yourself. In the book of John, St. John, You have your Bibles? Let's go to the book of St. John, chapter 10. St. John. Wonderful book. Chapter 10. Let's read a few verses. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. There's a message in there. There's a message in there, but let's keep moving. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that they were, which he spake unto them. And Jesus said unto them, Verily, or truly, 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 I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill, to destroy. I am come that they might have what? Life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The only reason we live is because Jesus came. That was his only purpose for coming, a way of redemption. The thief, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Most folks today do not have life, unfortunately. They are fighting to live and existing in the fight. Drawing their breath, drawing their salary, and one day is turning into another day. They have exhausted what they think all their options. They have existence, but do they really have life? Let's take the word life. Think. Life is the way we live. Life is the way we live. So let's take a look at the word life. How do you spell it? L-I-F-E. Spell it backwards. I'll give you a moment. Spell it backwards. What do you have? Instead of life, you have devil. So after you have lived, if you have not lived for Jesus, what do you have? Well, your life without Jesus, you cannot have really lived. Countless millions of people today, unfortunately, they are only existing on planet Earth. Human body has been given them, mind to think, and they think in their mind, those who are just existing, that they are having the time of their life. We're just having a ball. Jesus says, I am come. Think about it. I am come. Why? I am come that you might have life. And that you might have it, not just have life, but that you might have it how? More abundantly. There is a bit of information that said college students, on one occasion, some college students were asked to give a definition of life. Listen to how happy it is. One said, life is a joke that is not even funny. Another one said, life is a disease to which the only cure is death. Another one said, life is a jail sentence that we get for the crime of being born. Isn't that sad? Jesus still says, I am come. I am come. Now, if there was another way, why would Jesus come? I have come that you what? That you might have life, but not only have life, that you might have it how? More abundantly. I have come that you might have the abundant life. And not only here, all the way into eternity. Oh, church. Your Bible says in John chapter 11 and verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, when Jesus came, Martha had, the family had sent for him because their brother was sick, and then he had died before Jesus came. Now that Jesus have come, John chapter 11, verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst what? Been here, my brother would not have died. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wouldest ask of God, God will give it. Martha, verse 24. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again. I know that he shall rise or he shall live again. But that's going to be in the resurrection in the last day. Notice what Jesus says to that. Jesus says, in essence, you're talking to the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. Watch this now. He that believeth in me, he that, not everyone, he that believeth in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? You know, that's enough scripture. If I hadn't started reading the Bible already, that's enough scripture to make me curious enough to study the Bible. Because he's talking about living after they put my body in the grave. Countless millions do not understand the meaning of life, including, as we just heard, including college students. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. Man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh. Listen to this now. Wake up just this minute. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. He ought to know, since they are the creators of humanity. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It is downright foolish to ignore what the creators have to say regarding humans and human life. In our efforts to live life and direct our own steps, we may have become idol worshipers of ourselves. Not a good idea. Jeremiah's day, and so are the people today. Well, how is that? Serving the creature instead of the Creator. Serving the creature instead of the Creator. We think, and by so doing, in so many cases, in humans, and you know this to be true, we become our own examples. We become our own gods. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not the word from glory. Eyes, but they see not the best avenue to travel on planet Earth. He created the Earth, created us. Wisdom says, even without reading a Bible, wisdom says, I need some information. Ears that hear not, noses have they, but they don't smell, but smell not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them when it comes to idols. Because some people worship things that they make with their own hands. Our contemporary idols, we dress them up. They don't look bad. Matter of fact, in many cases, they're downright beautiful. But they capture attention when we don't study our Bible. Whatever we worship, whatever we serve, other than the true and living God, listen carefully, whatever we worship, whatever we serve, besides the living God, that thing or that issue becomes your idol. It may be an expensive house, maybe an expensive car, or something else. Maybe a person, girlfriend, boyfriend. Or it may be your career. But how can that help you when you leave this world and stand before God in the judgment? Your attention and your affection has not been placed on what he says and how he says that he demands that we live on his planet. He created the planet first. Then we see why he created the planet. He created the planet first for us. He already had a place. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, already had a place. Didn't need the earth. He created that for us and for his glory. And church, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, if you study nothing else, study your Bible. Study your Bible for yourself. When the Bible says one Lord, it means one Lord. When it says one faith, it means one faith. Now, if you understand one Lord means one Lord, how is it that you don't understand one faith means one faith? That's in your Bible. There are no modern day idols that can give life. No modern day idols that can give life. On many, many occasions, humanity seeks after idols. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Only Jesus Christ can give eternal life. That's now, you see, that doesn't mean that the human stop existing. There's eternal life for human being, and there's eternal damnation for human beings. Because we're going to live, as I said earlier, we're going to live forever. There may be some in this audience, no doubt. You believe that you are spiritually alive, but you may be spiritually dead. Question. Do you believe that you're saved? That's the easy part. The challenging part comes, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? The child of God that's in the body of Christ can tell you exactly why they believe that they are saved. Because it's in God's book. Book, chapter, verse. Heard, believed, repented, confessed, and I've been baptized for the remission of my sins. Well, I've been baptized, but what did you hear before you were baptized? You can put my son, since he's sitting right there, in your kitchen and tell him to cook a meal. I wouldn't recommend that you eat it after he finishes. But he did cook it, but not according to the recipe. You may have had or said and done many wonderful things, but the question is, have you done what thus saith the Lord? You may tell of many wonderful things about you today, but if you have not obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what about when death comes and you leave this world and go into eternity? Are you prepared? And you know, there's a church here and a church there. Radio, television, everywhere you see somebody trying to preach. And never tell you what to do to become a child of God, to obey God's gospel. And praying has nothing to do with salvation. Praying has nothing to do with salvation. Jesus had 12 apostles. Don't preach anywhere until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. I'm on my way back to heaven now. Go to Jerusalem. And my Father's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Guide you into all truth. They followed his instructions. Went to Jerusalem. 10 days later, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. That taught them everything. And they went everywhere preaching the gospel. That's why we have a New Testament. Starting with Matthew and ending with Revelation. So if you don't read it between Matthew and Revelation, it's not from God. You still on the line? Some people we call dead. Now I realize that. May not really be dead. People you know who have lived, loved, and obeyed, they may have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ that we read about in the Bible. Check your Bible. Some people we call dead, as I said, reiterating, they may not really be dead if they have obeyed what thus saith the Lord. But remember, the Bible says, Ephesians 4, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And death is simply a separation of the soul of the body, the soul and the spirit. John chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and abideth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? For those who have their life in Jesus, they are simply resting in the Lord, raising all of us up on the day of judgment, stand before God to give an account of the deeds done while we lived on planet Earth. And if we have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and lived according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we receive the words from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And God knows. That reminds me. I didn't give you a title, did I? I didn't give you a title, and I have one for you. How do you raise a dead man? Many people we may call dead because of our own imagination are alive. And many people that we think are alive are yet still dead. So the question comes, do you know absolutely, positively, for sure what Jesus has told the apostles to preach to the world that they might become the adopted children of God? Do you know? You may be rich. You may be highly recognized in your career. You may live in a fine house, have a lovely family. But if you are not knowledgeable as to what thus saith the Lord through the preaching of the apostles that we read about in the New Testament, starting in the book of, what will you start in the book of Acts? You have a serious problem. You have a serious problem. You say, well, preacher, you're talking about people. No, I'm just teaching what you can read in the Bible. Whatever you obey, make sure you can read it in God's Word. Jesus, you remember? He raised up Lazarus. I believe in John chapter 11, from the grave. Raised him up of the city of Nain. One day, God, watch this now as a close. One day, God is going to call life out of the body. When we go back to the book of Revelation, read Genesis chapter 2. God formed man from the dust of the ground. Did you get that? God formed man from the dust of the ground. I think most of the people, if not all of us, we have been to a funeral. They have left the casket. They have opened the casket. And we see the person in the casket. You say, so-and-so sure looked good. They sure did a good job on her body. God formed man. That's what we see when we come to a funeral. We see the form that this person had to traverse, travel, go here, there, and yon on planet Earth. But until God did what? Breathe into that form, there was no what? You don't hear it. You get it. The lesson is yours. Life came from God. Form came from the earth. You're trying to scare us? No, I'm just trying to get you to realize who you are and how you are. Decide. Make a decision that's based upon the scriptures, not upon your feeling, not upon the crowd, based upon what you can read in the Bible. Because we're going to live somewhere. Prayerfully, we'll be with the Lord. But we're going to live somewhere. And the earth won't be here for us to live down here. That's gone. We're going to live somewhere in eternity. Different form. Same person goes into the form. But the question is, where will I be? Where will I be?
If you want to be with the Lord, He's not taking hard-headed folks into His heaven. He's not taking folk into His heaven that use their own experience and said, well, this is the way I want to go. The books, Revelation 20, the books are going to be open. What books? Everybody's book. Everyone's book is going to be open. And the Lord don't let us keep the book. He keeps our books. And we're going to be judged out of those things which are written in the book. And another book was open. So when it comes to your book, a judgment, your book has to agree with His book. Not His book having to agree with your life book. He's in charge. He's in charge. Make heaven your eternal home of abode. God's your luck. God loves us so much that He didn't send an angel to take care of our sin. He sent His only begotten Son. That's how much He loves us. Where are you today? Closing. Are you in the family of God? Are you in the family of God? You know, some people say, "Well, you don't have to be you don't have to obey no church. You don't have to be in no church to go to heaven." Ask them to show it to you in the Bible. Ask them to show it to you in the Bible that that's true. You've heard God's word. Believe it. That's your faith with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the life that you've lived to this point in your life. Be willing to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hear, believe, repent, confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. You know what God will do? God will add you to His family. You didn't hear me, did you? God will add you to His adopted family to live with Him, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit forever. Forever. Anybody interested in living forever with Jesus? It's not a matter of whether I'm going to live forever. That's not a question mark. Everybody's going to live forever. We just won't live forever on earth. But where we're going to spend eternity, that's the question. And if we don't obey God, He's not letting any hard-headed folks in heaven. What do you mean hard-headed? I mean those who did disobeyed what He had written in the book called the Bible for our benefit. God has gone. He has done more than what one of us would have done probably to save us. Send my Son for them. And they done disobeyed me. All I've given them, the whole world. God didn't have that spirit. He loves us. But in judgment, He's a God that cannot lie. You can live with me if you live according to my instructions on planet Earth. If you haven't lived according to my instructions on planet Earth, you can't live with me. I got another place for you. It starts with the spelling of the place starts with the same letter as the one that I'm going to be in. So you still have your H. You'll get that. Don't worry about it. Preacher, how do I obey the gospel? What did Peter tell them to do? What did the apostles tell people to do? To obey the gospel and be added to the family of God. You hear the gospel, the word of God. You believe, have faith in God, because you taught. Because when you hear the gospel, you're hearing about Jesus and what he did, what his Father did. Repent of your sin, be godly sorrowful for the life that you've lived heretofore. Come forward and acknowledge openly and publicly, yes, I believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. And then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin that you have ever committed. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Not only that wonderful, we have prepared everything for you. The baptismal garment is ready. The baptizer is ready. The water is ready. Have I left out something? Or are you just waking up? I left out you. Are you ready? Are you ready to make that transition? Are you ready to make a decision that God will bless you to become one of his adopted children? Now, it won't come as a surprise to God, because the Bible lets us know in Ephesians chapter 1 that God knew before the foundation of the world who it is that's going to obey his gospel. We don't know, but God knows. If you're here, you're not in the body of Christ, you're not in the church of Christ that you can read about in the Bible, make your calling and election sure. If you're already in the body, but you have not been dedicated, committed, and living an exemplary life for God to see and for others on planet Earth to see and be encouraged, you come. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life. And ask the church to pray that God will forgive you of your sins. We're talking about an individual who is already in the body of Christ on that occasion. We're going to be singing a song of encouragement. May God bless you with the wisdom and the courage to acknowledge him and his word, and he be pleased as we together stand.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, yes.
Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
There are plenty of honest, dedicated people to what they believe. They love the Lord. They want to make heaven their eternal home of abode. But have you obeyed the gospel as it's recorded in the Bible? If you are in a church that's not the church of Christ, what is your justification of thinking that this church is just as good as that church in the eyes of God? Not in the eyes of human beings, but in the eyes of God. What proof? What do you tell God? His son died to establish the church of Christ. You know about that. He died to establish the church of Christ. One church. You're not in it. Why? What proof do you have that God saves people that way? You only read about the church of Christ in your Bible. You say you believe in the Bible and you believe in God, but yet you're not in the church of Christ. There is no arguing with God. It's either his or it's not his. Jesus told his apostles to do what? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Definite article. Denoting one. Teach all nations, all the apostles, guided by the Holy Spirit, taught the same thing. They established the same church. Wherever they went, people heard it, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. One church. Are you in that one church that they established through the preaching of the gospel? And if not, why not? One thing God never takes from us on planet Earth. There is one thing that God never takes from us on planet Earth. You know what that is? Choice. Choice. Now, if you choose to disregard what you read and disregard and pay attention to what you feel, that's your privilege. But God does not honor that. We've got to sing one more stanza. You're trying to scare me preaching? No, I'm just trying to tell you what that the Word of God and what God expects from human beings. Now, He already knows. He already knows who's going to obey His gospel. That's in your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. He knows who will and who won't. We don't have that kind of knowledge. We just encourage everyone. And if you have obeyed what's being taught, that's one thing. If you have not obeyed, that's another thing. One. How many is one? You don't know? No wonder you just believe it in the church. One is more than none. Are you in the one that you can read about in the Bible? Peter, what preacher, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to get some more people to obey God so that they can go to heaven and we can all rejoice together forever and never be concerned about death. One more stanza, and you may be seated.
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?